This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For high school students getting ready to graduate and head off to college, March is a month filled with acronyms, abbreviations, and confusion. There's the FAFSA, something called the EFC, the PLUS, and SAR. Understanding and navigating the student aid alphabet is kind of a calculus problem in itself, really. So some parents are hiring private college aid planners to help paint the best financial picture possible, or worst picture, as the case may be. Jim Burris reports.
High school junior Kaya Williams is a teenager used to achieving her goals. An accomplished dancer and straight-A student, her next goal is to attend Atlanta's Spelman College, a historically black school for women. Getting in is the first step. Figuring out how to pay for it is the next.
If there is a college that's going to offer me a full ride outside of Georgia, I'll be completely fine with that. I just really have to research more.
That need for more research is why Kaya and Mother Erica ventured out on a stormy day to visit Karen Powell, a certified financial planner and a senior college funding consultant.
Thank you all. I know it's a miserable kind of day, and I'm glad that you moved forward and came over to meet with me.
As Erica sees it, her family has a problem.
We're squarely middle class.
She and her husband earn a good income, and that could hurt Kaya. She's paying her own way through school, but her parents' income will determine how much aid she gets.
Our reality is that estimated family contribution is hers, and that's a lot to put on an 18-year-old.
So mom is considering paying college planner Karen Powell as much as $2,500 to help Kaya take advantage of opportunities for scholarships and aid. So what will they get for that money? Powell says a comprehensive six-pronged approach that begins with beefing up academics. Since Kaya is already in good shape there, the next move is to scrutinize finances.
There's tax strategies and income shifting and asset shifting.
Take income shifting. If a family owns a business where the student works, for instance, Powell recommends raising the teenager's salary, then setting aside that money for school. That offers a tax savings because the student's tax bracket is lower than the parent's. Another way to shift income is to hit up the college fund ahead of time to buy things a student will need for school. That way, there's less cash in the bank, cash that could count against financial aid eligibility. Powell says it's not about gaming the system.
We especially looked for ways that they will not be disadvantaged by the way their either income or assets are being held.
Powell is upfront about her fees, which are priced a la carte starting at a few hundred dollars. Other college planners aren't so transparent. Lynn O'Shaughnessy is the author of the book The College Solution. She says a lot of planners are really just insurance agents looking to sell you a policy.
And the problem is with these insurance guys, you know, they can tell prospective clients, oh, well, you know, I got a $15,000 scholarship for this family or $13,000 a year for that family, and it sounds all well and good. But the thing is, usually those families, they would have gotten that money anyway.
With in-state tuition averaging more than $22,000 a year and private schools almost double that, parents and prospective students are easy prey for unscrupulous college planners. Consumer advocates say avoid those who use the hard sell to get you to shell out cash for their products. And if you don't know whether something's legit, call your local college financial aid office. Its services are free. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.